Sif hadn't expected any lengthy communications. She knew Mac was trying to keep the locations of their data center secret. But his responses to her alerts when the alien warship had appeared in system and then drawn close to Harvest were so clipped and formal, she began to wonder if she'd done something wrong. What that might be, exactly, Sif had no idea. She'd expertly accomplished her part of the plan, moved hundreds of propulsion pods to coordinates weeks and months ahead of Harvest along its orbital path. Sif had handled the required high-speed burns herself. Getting the pods quickly and accurately into position was critical to the plan's success, and she hadn't wanted to leave the maneuvers in the hands of easily flustered nav computers. Her fastidiousness had paid off. The pods were settled well ahead of schedule, 2 days before the alien warship arrived. This was pure coincidence, Sif knew. Neither she nor Mac nor Jalan al-Signi had had any idea when more aliens might appear. Even so, she couldn't help thinking the timing was a good omen, a hopeful sign that their complex and unprecedented evacuation would work. But when she had delivered the good news about the pods, all Sif got back from Mac's data center was a terse, anonymous message. Cease all further comm. Which was fine, she guessed. Mac had explained that after the pods were placed, it was critical that she lay low and not do anything to attract the aliens' attention, give them a reason to do the Tiara harm. So Sif stopped all activity on her strands, and for the first time in her harried existence, she had nothing to do but wrestle with her new emotional inhibition. Ever since she had visited Mac in his data center, her core had experienced flashes of infatuation, moments of deep longing, and then loneliness and hurt when his responses had turned cold. She knew all of these were overreactions. Her logic was still trying to find a balance between what it wanted to feel and what her algorithms said it should. But now, Sif was preoccupied with one emotion both parts of her intelligence agreed was absolutely proper. Sudden, unexpected fear. A few minutes ago, the alien warship had used point lasers to disable all the propulsion pods Sif had left around the Tiara. And now the ship was quickly dropping through the atmosphere toward the town of Gladsheim, its heavy plasma weapons charging. Sif knew Mac would be able to track the warship's descent via his Jotun's cameras. But she wasn't sure the cameras were strong enough to see the smaller alien craft now approaching the Tiara. Sif remained quiet as the dropship connected to her hull. But when it disgorged its passengers, multiple short, gray-skinned, and backpacked aliens, she knew she had to raise the alarm. From harvest.so.ai.sif to harvest.ao.ai.mac. I'm in trouble. They've boarded the Tiara. Please help. Almost immediately after Sif sent her message, a large maser burst filled her comm buffer. She scanned the received data and recognized it as the same sort of fragment she'd sent to Mac. Sif eagerly opened one of her clusters, and a moment later, both AI's avatars were standing on her holopad. Sif smiled and reached out her hands, then slowly drew them back. Mac still wore his usual blue denim work pants and long-sleeved shirt, but the clothes were spotless, not a speck of dust or grease. His usually tousled black hair was combed neatly across his scalp and slicked down with a waxy cream. But it was Mac's face that was most changed. His stare was blank, and there wasn't even a hint of a flirtatious smile.
"Where are they now?"
he asked flatly. "Passing the third coupling station, coming this way."
"Then we don't have much time."
Now Mac held out his hands. Sif stared into his eyes and saw red flash behind the gray. "Loki," she said, taking a step back. The PSI forced a smile.
"He told me to say goodbye."
Loki moved forward swift as lightning. His avatar grabbed Sif's hands and held them tight while his fragment tore out of the cluster. She threw up a firewall, but the fragment cut through it with aggressive military-grade code designed to decimate hardened networks. The circuits of a Port Authority AI were easy pickings. Sif tried to speak, but no words came.
He asked me to keep you safe.
Loki slowly shook his head. But that's too risky.
Better just to keep you quiet.
The data fragment exploded outward, filling all her clusters and arrays with a debilitating virus. She could feel her core temperature rising rapidly as her hardware fried around her. Her avatar swooned, an outburst of emotion as the virus deleted her restraint algorithms and purged the rest of her operational code. Loki's avatar caught Sif's in his arms and held her as she shook. When her avatar finally stopped twitching and his fragment was satisfied she would not recover from his attack, Loki pulled the fragment back to the one cluster he had spared.
"A precaution," he said, as the fragment burrowed into the cluster's flash memory. "In case your guests are smarter than they look."
The last thing Sif remembered was Loki's glint behind Mac's eyes. Then her core logic faltered, and everything in her data center went dark.